Hi guys, Murugi Munyi here.
It's Lydia KM.
And we're back again with another episode of
The Messy In Between.
It's definitely TMI.
I would not have sung today.
If there was a day to sing, stop singing, it would have been today. Yeah, guys, in case you do not follow Lydia on Instagram, she recently lost her guka. So we are in a season of just like, and mourning and grief.
Yeah, but you know something? God really blessed us that we weren't shooting TMI on my leg breaking. Because, wow, that would have been like,
No, but you see, one thing I've learned about you is that somehow you just find a way to roll with the punches. So if we had needed to shoot, you'd have shot.
That's the thing.
Yeah,
you would have. I'm thinking, should I go to therapy about that? Is that a good thing?
I think it is because I would do anyway.
I'm committed. Like, we're going to do this.
I think it is. I feel like if it now goes past the point where it's just like you're not even extending yourself any grace or being able to say, no, actually, right now I need a minute and I'm not able to make this commitment. I feel like if it reaches that point, even your friends, we can tell you, lead. Yeah. But also, you see, we can't even limit you because maybe what would be too much for us is not what's too much for you.
Yeah, but I thought about it today.
I feel like you're really good at listening to your body and listening to your mind and knowing what you need at any given point in time and also self-advocating. I feel like I would know that if you needed a break, you would say, I need a break.
It's true, yeah.
Would you?
I think so. But until we wouldn't have an episode.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think.
But I mean, it would matter. First of all, it's like I've had a few days. Despite the fact that we announced 2 days ago, that isn't when it happened. You know, so it's like I've had some time, and also there's just a feel like if I'm here doing this versus if I'm there, nothing is really changing.
Yeah, you're right.
Nothing is
actually
changing.
The only thing that will change is just that you won't have an episode next week.
That's the only thing that
will change. You're right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, I think I would be able to say.
I think so. Like for example, even when you were going through your breakup and it was a difficult time, and you were able to be like, okay, we can shoot one episode.
No, it was you who was like, guys, we're shooting one episode. She's falling apart. She's in tatters.
Why are you not falling apart?
I was. No, what I'm saying is you who interjected.
Okay, fine.
It's
fantastic.
It's not me who would have.
All right.
Yeah.
That's why it's important to have good friends around
you. It is. And another thing I was saying, this is why businesses that have a partner, my commitment goes beyond my commitment to myself about TMI.
You're right.
It's a commitment to Murugi.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, she deserves an episode.
Yeah, but please don't put me first.
Huh?
Sometimes put yourself first.
If I put myself first, I wouldn't be here.
Oh, damn. Sometimes put me first. In fact, it's essential to put your friend first. That's what I would say. I would just say put your friend first.
And put you guys as well.
Exactly.
Because I know, like, it matters as well. But it's not that I'm in a position where I feel like unable. But yes, for sure, with choice, I probably would have loved if we had more episodes.
It's a pushing past thing.
It is a pushing past thing for sure.
Now that you're here. Exactly.
He was a wonderful man. For those who follow me, like, He was just a special, unique man. And I guess we were talking with Joe. It's very few people who, number one, have had their grandparents as, especially grandfather.
Especially grandfather.
Yeah. For 33 bloody years. And then they live close by to me. So like 30 minutes away. I'm there once a month at least. So those combinations are, it's not many people who have, and also we are close. So I get sometimes just like, oh yeah, you know, you remember your grandma, maybe some of you are not even close. But yeah, he was an amazing man.
Also the fact that you had gone to the UK, and I feel like now when you came back, I think you've mentioned this in a past episode, how when you came back, it's just like it felt even more like being with your family, being around your family. It's just like, wow, I really treasure these people, because you went through that season of not having them. So I feel like that already, that intentionality, plus they live close, plus you know your parents, you get along with like their daughter who's your mom, it's just like, wow, everything just conjured together so that you guys could be close.
Such
which is fantastic.
Thank you so much for everyone who has sent me really sweet and warm messages, and I see them all. Of course, it is like I don't necessarily want to be reading them right this minute.
I know.
But I hear them and I see them. And I know most of you guys, actually someone was like, oh my God, we won't be seeing him on your stories. Because you forget
he's always,
that you share
there,
your life. People see that as part of theirs as well. They're like, okay, Lydia is going. So we expect we're going to see Israel,
for sure.
You just know who you're going to see. And that now, that's it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's not going
to be actually, no one talks about that. How difficult it is for the online community who now are just like, so now
that's it.
Yeah, because every time you'd go, you'd always like give us an update on him about like, oh, he was a bit lucid this time, but he remembered me or he said this or whatever. It was just like,
it is. So I feel you guys too. I understand that thing because I know for sure someone who I've consistently seen on somebody else's page and somebody who I like. So you feel bad for them and also like, wow, that's
gone,
has changed completely.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But anyway, we are doing so well as a family. We are close. We are taking care of each other. My Shosho is like, it was difficult, obviously, when she came to her house without him because he passed away in the UK. That airport run, everyone had to be sewed together, but it was like we did it, and then she slept alone, and she's been okay. She's feeling tired and upset, but she's fine. You know, we are all really trying, and I love it.
I love my family so much.
We are really trying.
All this to say, thank you for being here, Lyd. So, guys, if you're watching this and you're not subscribed, Lydia is going through so much, and you can't even subscribe. No, you need to look inward
at this
and ask
time.
Yourself. At this time, during this season.
This season.
Please, guys,
you
just
can't
subscribe.
Even.
Yani, she's come from Kiambu right now. I'm talking Kiambu sahi kukuja hapa.
30 minutes, but still Kiambu.
You know?
I was surprised actually how close it is.
Oh, really? Yeah. It depends on traffic. Because I feel like if there's no traffic, you can literally get there even in less time, you know?
Yeah, so subscribe.
Exactly. Please subscribe, guys. And thank you so much for clicking onto this video. Thank you for being here. As we are recording this, our last episode is doing so well. And we thank you guys so much for always responding to our videos in the way that we expect. I feel like whenever I say like, oh, guys, tell us in the comments, what are some relationship killers? Tell us what you think about
this.
Here
we go.
You guys actually respond.
Yeah.
But it feels nice. You know how bad it is for you to be asking people? It's like people who are on a live and then there's only two people on the live. It kind of feels bad.
It kind of feels bad. Upsetting.
So thank you so much, guys, for responding. In fact, before we get into this week's topic, I think we should read some of the comments from the last episode. So we had talked about relationship killers, things that you could be doing, or like basically things that can lead to the deterioration of your relationship in partnership with Beducated. That was a really good episode.
Yeah.
So yeah, let me read some of the comments. So the first one was a really interesting one from a lady called Rose. In the last episode, Lydia had mentioned about how I think in a previous relationship, you felt like the person who you were with was, let's not say lower than you.
But contempt. Like it's like contempt.
You just feel like...
contempt. Yeah.
You. Mm. Anyway, yeah. So she said, the lady Rose said, if you feel someone is lower than you, that's your body telling you you are misaligned and have no business connecting with them. When you call it contempt, you are essentially dismissing your own internal guiding authority. Religious conditioning makes us disobey ourselves by gaslighting us into condemning and dismissing our inner voice. I'm sure thinking someone is lower than you is pride on your part, thinking you are better than or superior. But no, if someone is below you, your body warns you and asks you to keep off. They will drain you and drag you down to their level. Only connect with people you feel you are on the same level.
Yeah, what thoughts? I said when I read that is that two things can happen at the same time. One being that I'm feeling misalignment. I'm feeling like this person is not aligning with me. We are not, you know, we're not, it's not shikaing, right? Mm-hmm. However, contempt being that there's a way you're treating
the outward,
someone.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. Two things can happen at the same time. I can feel my guidance system that there's misalignment, but my expression of that to the other person is contempt.
Yeah.
And that is a flaw in me because you feel misalignment, you are within your right to step away.
Yeah.
But you staying in misalignment and then treating that person that way because you are feeling misalignment,
exactly.
That isn't good behavior.
Yeah.
That is not healthy behavior to treat someone. You step away.
That's
so
the
two
thing.
Things can happen at the same time. And you're right as far as when you're misaligned, it's like your body is screaming at you in so many ways, by the way, not just in like, now that feeling of feeling someone is lower than you. No, your body is screaming in so many ways that this is not okay, this is not aligned, whether it's like maybe you start feeling anxious or your body is telling you, but how you express those misaligned feelings is on you.
Exactly.
It can't be on the other person.
I completely agree with you. I also feel like sometimes like we don't realize how even social conditioning, how you are raised, the things that you've seen, societal, I don't know, the things which are ingrained in us sometimes can lead to somebody feeling this way, don't you think? Yeah. Because I feel like for you to say that it's your body warning you, also your body can be susceptible to like the things that we have been just ingrained to just know, which can be like, oh, I feel like, yeah, my spirit is telling me. But is it, maybe it's also the spirit that you were taught by your parents growing up, which isn't actually right.
And this is, I think, the second time you're talking about like, you don't, I don't know if you always feel the power of intuition. Because, I feel like
I have a dance with it, but I feel like I don't give it absolute power, because I also recognize how intuition sometimes is just what we are most comfortable with, what we've grown up seeing, what we believe is what should happen based off of what we were taught.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not just you, especially people who have not necessarily learned to like, these are my views, these are my beliefs. My mom said this, but actually I believe this.
Yeah.
If you haven't trained that muscle yet, sometimes it can just feel like when a good man is loving you, your intuition could just be like, oh, no, this is not right. If you've not learned how to build that inner voice, your own inner voice, then your inner voice is actually made up of all the different voices you've seen and heard growing up.
Yeah.
And I feel like some people are not able to distinguish between the two of them.
I agree with that. But I feel like for me anyway, I think I can.
Mm.
I know my intuition.
You for sure.
And I know my stuff, my past stuff. And also intuition feels like new information. But any of your past stuff feels like a memory. So I know when I'm feeling like, okay, I'm feeling like I'm replaying something that's happened before versus God is telling me not to go to that.
And sometimes it's just like, you don't even know why, but you're just like, something is,
unreasonable lot of the times, but it feels like new information coming from nowhere that's within your knowledge box and then feeling it, you know?
You're right.
But I get it. When you're not sure, it's like, you feel like your intuition is this, but really it's not. So you have to be careful about deciding what your intuition is saying.
Exactly, yeah.
Anyway, I feel like it's not. Also, as far as the religious conditioning, I'm not gaslighting myself. And religious conditioning, it's TMI.
I know, girl.
It's TMI, babe. It's TMI. But
many of us grew up in the church. You
and
know
also,
that, yeah.
I know that women gaslighting themselves, by the way, forget religion, even just patriarchy, telling us that, you know, no, our reality is not the case. How many group chats we discuss things like, oh, is he good enough? We're discussing why someone is good enough when all of us can tell he's not.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So it's like women are just hell-bent to gaslight themselves, but that's not what's happening here.
Definitely not.
Another one. So somebody saying, found me saying he was older, but it still felt like I was the mature one. So it was draining having to reason with someone not on your level. It took me a while to leave since I understood all this when it was too late. I suffered the consequences, but I'm no longer with them.
Wow.
You know, the thing is, I honestly don't like this. Someone is lower than you narrative.
Yeah,
I think
me
it's
too.
I for me it doesn't read that way, because human beings are not matched that way. They're lower than you from what perspective? Maybe you feel like you're smarter, maybe you're more intelligent, maybe you have this, but lower, I don't know that for me when I articulate it that way, it doesn't feel right. But what I get is that
it feels uncomfortable.
Yes. Maybe you're more mature. So that's why this person feels like you're dragging them along. And that's really just, I should not be with this person, as Rose said, be with somebody else. But really, I feel like what happens is that you're ignoring what you feel. So now you're in misalignment, and now you're feeling that somebody is beneath you. But are they?
Exactly. But also, I feel like the concept of beneath is probably like, if it's a value which is really, really important to you, then if they are not matching up in that one particular thing, it'll feel like they are lower than you or beneath you. But the reality is that they could be above you in so many other things. But maybe
so
it's just that one. For example, if maybe your husband or your whatever is not book smart, so maybe they can do like mathematical things, but they're very street smart and they've been able to make money that way. Would we say that they are beneath, you know, kind
exactly.
of thing?
Are
or like
they,
lower?
Or for example, now the ex who I'm saying, I felt that there was contempt.
Yeah.
He was one of the people who felt the most balanced and grounded. You're losing your mind emotionally, but he's able to be grounded. Are you beneath him from that perspective?
That is the question.
You know, let's not carry on that narrative.
Thank you. Someone says, what led to the end of my last relationship was lack of attention and toxic behaviors and emotional abuse. Those are three very distinct
And but we said things, we were saying relationship killers. We were trying to not talk about the obvious
the
ones.
The obvious ones, but
violence
those ones, yeah.
is a relationship killer, yes.
Yeah, cheating on me with five women.
Yes, that could
definitely,
be.
Definitely, certainly, mm. yes, exactly.
This is another one. I totally understand when Lid said about insecurity, like literally you are in the office, maybe something popped up and you have to extend a few minutes before you have to send them pictures for them to believe that you're in the office or any place if it's maybe 6 or 7 and you're not in the house yet. Wangu, Hadi, Ali, guys, you guys, you know you're pressing us.
Ali what?
Wangu, Hadi, Alieka, WhatsApp, Yangu, kwa simu yake, to monitor who I talk to. I lost up to 46 kgs, that's not possible. Oh, as in you became 46 kgs because I was drained. But I thank myself I left. A few months later, I'm happy. No stress, I'm 54 kgs.
Congratulations and well done.
Yeah.
My God, actually, this is why I was telling you guys, my mom says literally who your life partner is a life or death thing. Literally, you could die from just being in the wrong relationship.
Yeah.
Honestly.
On So This Is Love, I think I've mentioned this before. On So This Is Love, I think it was episode 1. So This Is Love is Jew's podcast.
Really good.
Yeah, the first one, this girl got paralyzed, part of her face, because of stress. Because she was in a horrible relationship.
I mean,
this is what I mean by your body is talking to you. Your body is always
telling you, stop,
leave.
Even your period, you know, when your period starts becoming irregular or whatever, you're just like, something is
remember
happening.
Remember when I was so stressed that my period was late for 10 days? Never in my life, my period
her period is so regular. 10 days, me was like, we are pregnant for sure.
We are pregnant.
Yeah.
We took how many tests?
Yeah,
nothing.
It's just
your
stress.
Body stressing.
Actually, no. We don't deserve that. Honestly, guys, we don't deserve that. Please, I love the comments you guys make about our channel. Whenever you're like giving, the only negative thing about this channel is that it ends. Oh, wow! Thank you so.
Shut up.
Thank you. Okay, someone says I think outgrowing each other and not really having the same beliefs about life, lack of communication in every way, no intimacy in the unsexual way is what might end. Is what ended her relationship. Also, I'm just wondering, as women, do you think that it's like, let's say you're in a good relationship, then you have one issue. Let's say it's the lack of intimacy. Usually, I feel like for women, having one issue is not enough for us to live. Whereas for men, I feel like one is enough. Us, it'll be like, okay, lack of intimacy. But let me just wait and see. Emotional abuse. Okay, now I have two. It's like you're kind of trying to convince yourself that, yes, now I have enough for me to be able to leave the relationship. Do you feel that way?
Let me tell you, I disagree.
Girl,
men stay in relationship. Worst relationship far longer than women.
Just because they don't want to have to break up with you.
Period. Though. And also, divorce rates. I think 75% of women are the ones who end it. Men naturally are kind of like, because they don't make their a lot of their decisions purely, or everyone is emotional. But that's not necessarily as big of a... For example, us, why do we tend to choose people? How he makes me feel.
Men
tend to make those decisions in like a more logical way.
What makes sense,
right? So their commitment is rooted on more than just how they feel. So men don't... Like, your man doesn't like you. Your man cannot like you for a year and he's not leaving you. You haven't liked him for 2 weeks and we're on the group chat holding you down. You know, men are far more committed with those dynamics. So I don't think so. I know men who are, it's like, are you serious?
No,
but they're not leaving.
Exactly, that's the thing. But then I feel like the reason they're not leaving is more a technicality than anything. It's not that they don't want to leave. If they could, without having to talk to you, they definitely would. But they're just like, let me just treat her badly until she feels like she can leave.
Yeah.
But then she'll put you through the toxicity, the cheating.
The man might not leave, but my God, he's going to make sure you do. By God.
Suffer. You will suffer. Okay, I think we need to get into the episode now.
Also, the link for the Love Expert episode I mentioned, it wasn't put social sent to me, but they were afraid to follow up because you can't follow up when someone is
ain't
sad.
Nobody following up on you. Nope.
So but we've put it now. We have.
Thank you guys. Anyway, so on to this week's episode, which you have seen from the title, and this is based off of a post that we had seen somewhere, which was talking about micro cheating. So basically, micro cheating is where there's no pussy and phallus, okay? There's nothing inside anything. However, if you find out that your partner has been doing this X and Y and Z, you will definitely feel betrayed.
Yeah.
You will feel upset. You will feel like you are not being honest with me. Basically, we would just consider it cheating, but not like cheating, micro cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of these I must warn you, mna overdo, mna reach.
Mna reach, mna reach. Guys, yeah.
Some of these other ones, though, it's like if you're having an argument with your partner about this and they don't think that this is a problem, you have bigger issues in your relationship.
That is the thing,
you know, there
are
some things just like if you can't, and it's not necessarily that, if you're not even able to see where I'm coming from about why this is upsetting,
that is the issue. Yeah, I shouldn't have to convince you why. Although some of them, because we also asked you guys on Instagram, TMI Podcast KE. Thank you guys. We know that you're following us there, so you probably responded to this. Some of them, it's just kind of like, you can see how it can be upsetting, but you can see also how someone else in isolation might not necessarily see it as an issue. Mm-hmm. You'll see some of them as we go along.
Is it someone else or you? Right. Let's start.
Okay.
The first one.
Examples of micro cheating.
Yes.
Go.
Secretly missing someone. Messaging someone, sorry.
Yeah.
Deaf.
Definitely. Does it matter what the context of the messages are?
If it's secret, we're saying secretly, like the way you're messaging them is like, it's not like, oh, you know, you lost someone, God bless you. Even though you're doing that secretly, maybe it's not a problem.
Right. Ooh,
but
private and secret.
Let me tell you. Okay. So, scenario, you're not you, but someone's husband is like, you is like anti you talking to your ex completely. Then you find out that your ex has gone through something terrible. No. And you in your heart, you want to mess him. Exactly. But your husband is going to be completely fucking outraged.
Sometimes as a woman, you need to make a decision on your own and just do it.
Because I knew by the first person. One, Joe will be justified. I knew by the first one, Joe will have
essential. Felt. It's really just, yeah. Also, it depends on, yeah. Also, me, I feel
I
like it depends
secretly,
on how you, yeah.
Guilt-free.
Secretly meaning you'll delete the messages before he gets home. In case you're gonna delete the messages.
For sure.
Because you know, once you're in deleting territory, you've deleted anything.
Yes, because let me tell you why. You have whatever right you have to not want me to talk to my ex, for sure. But me, somebody who I shared something with, or somebody who I used to love, and I hear something has happened to them, I feel like I want to message them because that part of me is still alive.
Yeah.
I don't want you to be upset.
But you want
but
the,
I
to
need
honor
to
that.
Do, to yeah. honor that.
Yeah.
So how do we keep everyone happy? Lies.
Lies, exactly. And that's what we are saying. But you need to also be smart about it.
Yeah.
I feel like also the intention behind it is, the intention of it is like, now you've sent a message and be like, I had this happen to you. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Whatever, they have said this. Then now tomorrow we are chatting. The next day we are chatting. The
now
next
we are
day
coffee.
We are chatting. That's the thing.
I get it. But
and now I'm not going to be your emotional crutch now. Me, I'm just texting to tell you that I'm sorry. And I'm really like, don't say messages like, oh, if you need anything, I'm here for you. Really? If
no,
you need anything, I'm here for
I'm
you.
I'm not. Because
you're
not.
I'm not here for
you. That I'm really sorry. Because
exactly.
For me, I feel for you, even though that we are still not together.
Yeah.
Also, what did I want to say? So what if, like now, you lose an ex?
Dies.
They die.
That's surely.
No, not even that. Whose shoulder are you leaning on?
Yours. It's your shoulder, babe. It's your shoulder. Also, okay, it depends.
It can't be your
I feel like, I feel like if it's my baby daddy, I could lean on
that
shoulder.
No, that's crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
That's crazy.
If it is like just any other random, it's you.
It's my
shoulder. It's you and Nancy. So buckle up, guys. I don't know, yeah.
Ooh, yeah, you
right.
See? It's tricky because I know that a dynamic like that, someone lost an ex who they were really close with, but who are you telling?
Oh my God.
It's
right.
Just weird. It's just
this
weird.
It's so strange. And you could feel really sad about
you are,
it.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
If someone was like really long in your life.
And
what?
Now you kind of need to also manage your sadness around your partner. You need to manage.
You don't have a week to mope around about your ex.
Yeah.
That's tricky, man.
I know.
Ooh,
we don't wish that upon anyone.
Yeah, about anyone.
Anyway, the secretly messaging someone definitely could be micro cheating depending on how it goes.
Yes.
If it's like you're deleting every day before he gets home, you already know what you're doing. Someone says, micro cheating, always a guy who always comments on other women's photos with fire emojis. Now konamtu.
For sure.
What is he allowed to comment?
On my photos.
On another woman's photos.
Nice painting in the background.
No, actually, any comment actually is wrong.
First of all, I don't even know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. What are you doing here?
Mm-mm.
You know? Or like, for example, if it's like something humorous or whatever and you're laughing about that.
Yeah.
There's a pop, even content creators who are in relationships. There's whatever. There's some shit I don't need to be seeing on my comments.
Actually,
when
it makes you uncomfortable. I'm just like,
first of all,
aren't
like,
you married?
What? Someone screenshots this. Now I'm where? Ati look at what
someone is being shown attention by someone else's husband.
Now you're in a fight that you did not start.
Yeah.
I feel like it's inappropriate.
Yeah.
You need to know what to comment on other women's pictures. Mm.
Also, if it's like a public, because social media is public, it's kind of like exactly the same as we are somewhere at dinner together and someone walks past and you're like, hey, wow, fire. Wow, you look amazing. That's the same thing. Because there, in fact, it's even worse because everyone can see.
Yeah. And I definitely judge like a man who's in a relationship it, under my comments.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I'm feeling bad for you.
It depends on what also they are saying. I feel like not putting, like if you're, yeah, like you've said, if you're talking about something else and they're commenting on that particular thing, yeah. Also, if he knows the person, let's say this is like a common friend that we have just saying, oh, wow, yeah, you, No.
There's never a situation
you look good
where I expect someone to, a man who's in a relationship to tell me I look good under my comments. Okay. Some of you are sending the comments in my DMs though. Tunawaona, but it's still inappropriate.
Okay, is this uncomfortable? We go to let's say we are meeting or something like that, and then your man tells me, oh, hey, Joe, wow, hey, you look good, wow.
No, that's not inappropriate.
That's not inappropriate?
No, I don't think so. Like, okay, especially in the vicinity of, like, people who know each other.
Okay.
Yeah, no, my boyfriend can see that you look good and say that.
Yeah, but also I feel like there's a limit. Not as the all night,
turn around.
No.
But yes.
I'm really uncomfortable. Yeah,
and I don't think I'd feel uncomfortable if I walked somewhere and Zach said, oh, you look good.
Exactly, no. Yeah. But now you've said it 3 times in the night. And now it's like, hey, yeah, wow, you go to the toilet. Make sure you take care of your finances.
I take this picture with this.
No. With who?
No. You are a person and you are like the same way I can say you look good.
Yeah.
And it just means you look good, period.
Yeah. Agreed. Okay, fine. Your turn.
Okay, fine. Meeting with someone without your partner knowing. Out. Out.
Yeah. Socially meeting with someone without your partner knowing, yeah.
For sure. Obviously, you've bumped into someone, here we are, but yeah, for sure.
Sometimes I ask though, like now, for example, we're here and then let's say you're going to meet a friend for lunch. Okay, yeah, actually, it needs to come up in conversation.
For sure.
Even if it's after the fact, because sometimes it can just be like, oh yeah, I bumped into Nani, we had a coffee together, whatever. But it needs to come up.
It cannot come up.
Like somebody, now you meet her, I don't know, 3 months later, and she's like, yeah, oh yeah, just a couple of months ago, I had coffee with Zach. And you're like, no, you didn't. Yeah, I did.
I know he didn't. It was another Zach.
No, it must have
not
been.
Not mine.
It must have been. Cannot another be. One. Definitely no. Someone says, micro cheating, sending other women money.
Period.
Really?
Are you drunk?
Sending money. Like she might needed something. She needed.
Who's she?
His high school friend.
His high school friends needed money.
You're right.
We've got to definitely discuss what the dynamic is, right? Because if this is something you've been able to, you're the person who's been doing that. Mm. I don't expect now that you have a girlfriend, all the responsibilities and the people you've been taking care of go out of the window. Mm. That's weird. It's like, if that's what you've been doing, then that's what you've been doing.
But why?
But it also depends. Mm. Like, for example, your high school friend maybe lost parents. You have been able to do good for yourself and that's what you've been doing. She's still a high school friend, but you've been supporting them somehow.
Yeah.
But I need to know that context. Yeah. I send this person money because of X, Z, and Y.
And it can't be like a regular thing. For me, it can't be. It's just like every time this person needs money, it's you they're always coming to. Mm. Why are they that comfortable with you?
Yeah, I see, that's like a dynamic to have a conversation about.
Yeah, definitely have a conversation about
what?
It. Yeah.
That money, that
sending,
is,
yeah.
Men communicate with their money.
Actually, yeah.
That's it.
And there's a power element attached to money, almost like an you owe me kind of like thing, or it's just like a kind of like, you know, we are
Don't you dare. That's ridiculous.
Okay, so if you're planning to be Lydia's man and you're watching this, don't send nobody money.
Crazy.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. This one, sharing knowing looks behind your partner's back. Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Have I been caught accidentally? I may have thrown a knowing look here accidentally. You know, it's like somebody walks in and they just look so fucking hot. You didn't even
And your eyes catch. Because the worst one is like, when someone walks in and your eyes just catch each other, and it's just kind of like, there's an understated kind of like, I would fuck you right now.
Right,
if you are not, if there are not others around
these
here.
These niggas got me hooked.
You know?
these niggas got me hooked.
But in my mind, I'm with you.
Yeah. Sometimes that's an accident, but it's not something you should make a habit.
Yeah,
and for sure, if your partner happens to catch you, you need to be fucking sorry. You need to be instantly sorry.
Yeah.
But do you know another thing? I I don't see other men when I'm in a relationship.
Yeah, you're really good at that.
I, as in quite literally.
And your longest relationship has been what?
3 years.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I don't see other men. It's hard for me to see that this person is like attractive or something like that when I'm in a relationship. In fact, when I'm single, when I know that I'm ready to date again, is that I start seeing other men
good looking. Which is good. I think that's a discipline thing. And I think that's what Eli said once when we were having the episode. It's just like, for him, cheating is just a matter of discipline. It's like, once you decide I am not cheating on my person or I'm not open to whatever, you will just shut it out. So that even when someone says something suggestive to you or suggests something, your mind is just not there. So it's just going to be like a no, of course not kind of
thing.
When I
start seeing people, in fact, when I knew one of my relationships was over, was when I went out. And this guy was hitting on me and I was like, ooh. I was like, it's done.
Yeah, you're done.
I literally, all men are dead when I'm in a relationship. I don't see anyone.
I love that. Yeah, no catching people's eyes, please. Mm-hmm. Okay, so micro-cheating is when you have a male friend. Now, this is like for one. You have a male friend that kind of makes you happier than he does. I agree with that.
But I would like say that, that you have a bad relationship.
Yeah, you probably just have,
I think you have a bad, you're not cheating, you have a bad relationship. Yeah. I have wonderful guy friends, so it's more like your man is below standard. I'm not cheating.
That's the thing. But I feel like if I'm in a relationship with someone, you need to be like, I love hanging out with my friends, but when I'm with my man, it's just kind of like, it's an untouchable level.
But that's it, because that's if your man is dusty,
if he's dusty, then exactly. Mm. I don't know if it's micro-cheating.
Yeah, though, I don't think I would say it's cheating. Mm. Saying things like, if I weren't in a relationship, definitely.
Oh my God.
To someone else.
Yeah.
You can say that to your girlfriends.
Even that.
I feel like you, in your girlfriend, with your girlfriends, you can dream as much
that's
as
true.
You want.
But
you
saying
can
to someone else,
saying to another man, work, if I weren't in a relationship, that is so disrespectful. That's crazy to me.
What about this concept of like work wife, work husband? I feel like that's a very dangerous territory for people to be
in. I think it's unacceptable.
Yeah, I think like,
what are you guys serious?
Jokes, but then, is it jokes?
Yeah.
Is it actually
and
jokes?
And here's the thing, if you guys develop that reputation, someone has to stop it. But if it's a matter of you work with someone who you get along with, then that's fine. But if it's like, if it's even getting to rumors, you guys are crossing the line.
This is the thing. And then also, it's just like, whenever it's like, whenever it starts as work wife, work husband, there's a reason why people have said that. They've seen like, you spend a lot of time together or you guys are very in sync. And I feel like if I was working in an office and posted doing, I would just be like, how about work close friend or work?
Why would you even utter
those words? Yeah, exactly.
True story. I'm scrolling I'm looking through social media and I see my man is posting. And my man is there saying, work wife to another woman. I'm alive. No, I hadn't died. I'm alive.
This happened to you?
Yep.
Oh my God. Then what happened next?
Laughing. Oh my. And you guys are saying that's appropriate. Ridiculous.
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, definitely not. Did you call him out?
Of course I did.
Okay, did you delete it?
I not then. Okay, it's like when I saw him, I was like, are you drunk?
Yeah, no. I'm so sorry. Also, it's just disrespectful.
But as you know, that was already in the pits. That was, there's no disrespect to that level. It's already in the bin.
This is the problem. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like when somebody calls you out, you have a responsibility to affirm or validate what they're saying, even though it's not like you don't believe that it's cheating?
I always think you should pause. You should pause.
You should always
You've
pause.
Come to me, you think it's inappropriate that... I don't know, like for me, I have guy friends. So you think it's appropriate for me that I'm going out with my guy friends for lunch? I have to pause. Not because you're right, but because your feelings are involved. And if I'm creating a space for you to be able to come and talk to me when you're upset, it can't be I'm only going to treat you with respect and kindness and compassion when I'm happy about what you're bringing.
Right.
So like the pause is good. Then validate the other person's feelings. Like, I'm so sorry I've made you feel this way. I'm so sorry because all I want to make you feel is secure and happy and worthwhile.
It's that response that I feel like most people don't get. Because I feel like automatically when somebody, now already people get defensive. So it's like, you've told me, oh yeah. So there's a message, there's like you deleted messages which were on your phone or whatever like that. So you think I'm cheating on you? So
no,
you think I'm cheating?
That's lack of emotional maturity.
That's it.
For sure.
Exactly.
That's not emotionally mature. Because two things can exist at the same time. Your partner can feel feelings because they're feeling them in their body. They can feel feelings about something you totally are not like it's not what they're seeing. So now to bridge between what I'm doing completely innocently and what they're feeling from their perspective, there has to be compassion. Surely. But also the way you're confronting me
needs can't to be with
I'm sick and tired of you cheating on me with your friends.
Yeah, I guess not.
You see?
But you know, all of these things are easier said than done. Obviously, when people are feeling hurt or pain, automatically you feel like you're not even in a place to be able to like bring it up nicely. But like, for example, if I've just found out somebody sends me a picture of you and your ex at lunch that you hadn't told me you were having lunch with your ex, automatically, of course, my mind has gone to worst case scenario. Am I paranoid? I'm like, if they're having lunch, they must be fucking. Yeah. How long has he been seeing her? Maybe you guys literally just met that day there and just happened to just be having a drink together.
But I that idea of like, you know, things are easier said than done, human beings are emotional. Mm-hmm. It's one of the things we do or say to remove accountability. You're and of course, we're going to have outbursts. Mm-hmm. But the same way we say, everyone drive safely. Oh, things are easier said than done. We are emotional. It's Mia true. Could be on the phone. We all know that. But the truth is, what we say needs to be like what the standard we want to uphold. Not necessarily the one that we can always uphold, you know? So we can all try to, like, you've seen your man a picture. Take a deep breath. Hey, babe, I just saw a message, a picture of you and your ex. What's going on? We can all try. Me, I'm saying we can all try. It's not that we are perfect, but we can all try to do that.
I would also say that I feel like when confronting micro-cheating in face-to-face is way better.
I feel like, now confronting.
Someone has sent you a screenshot of them doing what? You need to know you're forwarding it and saying, wow. Like the message below, wow.
Actually, any emotional serious messages, I don't have them on text.
That's
face-to-face.
Even in friendship.
I would never confront anyone. Like, what you
know. I heard you said something about me to let's not do that. Mm-hmm. Let's not do that. Telling another woman what he's going through before me or relying on her emotionally instead of me. That's, for me, that's definitely a no-no. That's definitely emotional cheating. There should be no one. In fact, for me, I'm just like, anything that requires any form of vulnerability, there should be no one in your life who you feel that comfortable being vulnerable with.
But if you're a gorilla, what do we do?
That's your, now, okay, fine.
That's the thing. We cannot keep saying that men aren't allowed to have other emotional crutches when we aren't any.
You need to, okay, fine. Yeah. Maybe in that sense, then now you have to address like why. But you see, he also needs to be able to come and tell you, I'm finding it difficult actually to open up to you emotionally because every time I do, you ridicule me, you tell me to man up and what, that and she responds
is,
to
the
me.
The chances of that happening are so much lower. Look inward. If your man is emotionally looking for somebody else to support them, look inward. I'm not saying it's because we need to be perfect for us to have, for our partners to respect our boundaries. No. Not at all. But let's just be truthful. Let's not say from the place of what it should be. But what it is that if somebody can't come to you emotionally, they're going to go elsewhere. And I'm talking from both places. Mm. Both being somebody who was difficult for someone to share vulnerably because I was so emotionally reactive all the time. And also being somebody who some of my friends feel comfortable to come to me because I'm emotionally safer. Both ways, it's like something is amiss because people who have the emotional support, they don't need it.
You're right.
They're okay.
Yeah. Although me, I feel like there can be like some complexities. For example, I feel like when you have been with somebody a really long time and this person is the person who you're with when you're talking about bills, everyday bills or kids or what or X and Y and Z, it can feel like no matter how safe a space you create, it can kind of feel like here it's like a melting pot of so many different issues. And maybe sometimes you just want it to be about you. And sometimes, especially in long-term relationships or marriages or things like that, sometimes it can just be like when you talk to this other person, it's just like there's no burden of like thinking of the kids and the bills and the home and the payments and the what have you done this and whatever. It's just, it's like a breath out, you know, kind of thing, which is why I personally really thank God for therapy, because I feel like that gives me that a space where it's just about me. It's not about anything else or anyone else. It's just me and the therapist.
I totally kind of empathize with that. Funny enough, me and my friend were talking about how she wants kids. She wants like one of her siblings to have children, right? And because she's like, even with your own kids, there's something that's added in that love. There's discipline. There's the, I don't want to fuck you up. There's the, I'm your mom. I'm your primary everything. The school run. Whereas like now, how I love Israel is like, there's basically no responsibility. I just love him.
That's the thing.
And she's like, she wants to feel that too for children.
I have never had that articulated so well, right? Actually, yeah.
Because they start with parenting. And
that's why so many people are just like, you can love other people's kids and be like that really nice auntie who buys things or whatever, because you're not there in the every single day doing your homework right now, showering you today, whatever, showering you tomorrow.
You're throwing a tantrum. You're being rude.
Yeah. Literally, it's the exact same thing.
So I totally understand. Yeah, I do. Yeah. But I guess it's just slowly navigating, even therapy as couples as well, to find spaces where it can be like, can when I bring something, it be about that, you know? Or like have days where you guys, like now how you and Zach went away.
On holiday, exactly. Like, where it's just like the two of
space,
you.
You're not necessarily thinking about bills or being conscious to not talk about all of that stuff when it's just those times.
It's just the two of you, exactly. Yeah. I absolutely affirm that. I also feel like now in this context of being, of emotional cheating, so to speak, emotional micro-cheating, as women especially, I don't know if men sense the same thing, but as women, you can always tell when you're crossing the boundary of how much you're sharing with someone and how close you and someone are getting. I feel like I've always in the past where that has happened, it's just like you just know that if my partner was listening to this conversation, it would not be okay. And if I was listening to him talking to someone else like that, I would not be okay. And as soon as it reaches that place, now on you, you gotta pull back.
You gotta
pull back, because it's a very thin line. And sometimes it can feel really nice, just like, oh, there's this other person who is just like, there's attention. Who doesn't like attention? Who doesn't like, you know, another place where you can like offload? Who doesn't like, you know, being validated?
Laugh.
Who?
I've found that that's a gateway to getting me, girl.
This is why.
A man who makes me laugh.
Actually, yeah, right.
That's a red.
Ooh. You're actually right.
We are around your friend who's a clown. You better lock me.
Lydia.
And that's the thing. It's poppy potato. It's innocent.
It's but so me, innocent, but yeah.
If it's funny. Why am I not laughing?
Tame your laughter.
I can't. That's
tame
the
your
problem.
Fucking laughter.
Keep me
that's
in your house.
That's an example of micro-cheating. If she laughs too hard at your friend's jokes, check on that one, because
No, you have to.
But and then sometimes it's just like, if your man is not funny, he's not funny. But yeah, he has other admirable attributes. Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah, but now you need to make peace with the one who you've chosen, or you break up with
him. If it's my friend's man, there's always a limit to how much I'll laugh.
You're not tilting your head. No. Tilting. We are not on the floor.
My friend's men are somewhat my friend, but I saw someone saying with a smidge of enemy.
Oh, right.
You're always, you know?
I love that.
Yeah, it's true. My friend. Like, I respect you. But a smidge.
This a
of
distance.
Enemy,
yeah, there's there a distance be. Between like you and your friends.
Because I
just
promise
can't.
You, when you fuck up, the things I say about you.
Yeah. Ooh,
but then when she forgives you, I'm just like, oh, thank God. You know, I was rude.
Yeah.
For
no. Your friend's
a smidge
man
of enemy. Yeah. You can't be crackling too hard about. I can't be laughing more than you. So it's like we're laughing. Slow down.
You're also slowing down.
Yeah. Why are you still laughing?
And there can't be any like.
What's touching. That? Remember where, what you're saying?
What?
But you know, yeah, people like the people who are just like, no, like, you know, just be free or whatever, tend to see that the way that we act is like about rules. But no,
it's really
it's
not
healthy boundaries.
It is. Also, even in the context of like maybe he was friends with you before you actually met the friend or like
when
whatever.
I'm around.
Now, no.
Nip it.
You better?
Nip it.
Thank you.
Keeping contacts maintaining contact with your exes.
I think it depends definitely on the scenario. I feel like it's really difficult. First of all, if somebody didn't have a child with someone, I don't expect you to be having contact. I don't expect you guys to be chatting of just like, hi, how are you? I don't understand
because
why.
Because you have a child with an ex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for me, I feel like it makes sense. But if someone doesn't have a child with them, why are you guys chatting?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Especially like, okay, it depends how much time has gone by.
Yeah, to be honest, you know for me, it's like, that's something I can suss out if something is inappropriate. Mm. And also, it's like, it depends on, it can't be like, oh my God, so the other day, Jenny. So as in, you talk enough that you're bringing what you even say in the conversation. No. I think no.
I feel like you need to not even bring up that person's
actually,
name
to,
in front
to
of me.
To be honest, I want to know what scenario we are consistently keeping contact with.
And it's not to say that no one is allowed, you're not allowed to ever speak with them, because like in certain circumstances, for example, you need something from them or you need them, you like they're not actually like now a pariah, you absolutely can't. But I don't expect you guys to have the level of friendship where you're frequently chatting, meeting up, like
But some people have like really closeness with their exes. Like they transition into friends and that's it. It's been like 10 years.
Yeah, for me, no. Because for me, it's just like if we have seen each other naked and person. We are fucked.
I think
no.
You shouldn't date that person. Don't get with them because that's, I don't think that's a sacrifice I would be willing to make.
I also would not.
Yeah, no, as in from the perspective of if I have an ex who it transitioned to be friends and we'll be friends for 10 years, they are moved on, they're in a relationship and my new partner doesn't want me to be friends with them, I'm not willing to make that sacrifice. So you should move on.
And me as that person, I'm not willing to make the sacrifice of just accepting your friends with your ex.
Even me,
yeah.
It would depend.
And I feel like you will always, like again, we're saying there'll be a gut feeling. I'm just sorry.
Yeah,
there's just
there'll be something
things.
You
yeah.
know. That,
yeah. The one time you notice, oh, they have deleted some messages that they were chatting about or something like that. That
you
one
will know.
Already.
You will know.
No, thank you. Mm-hmm. No, thank you. Okay. Read another one.
Yeah, okay. I'm still trying to find a good one. A dating profile for sure.
On a dating site. No, that's cheating. That one is not
that's
a micro cheating. That is
full blown cheating.
Yeah, because who are you trying to meet? What if they put there they want to just meet friends? Because some of these
like Bumble. Like, yeah, you can do friends, but I need to see that.
And it needs to say you're interested in men.
Male
so
friends.
Yeah, male friends.
But see, that's already.
It's problematic.
That's another problem.
We are now.
We are going into. Yeah.
Yeah, no. And also, why would you need a dating app for you? No, let's go to the gym. Let's go to, I don't know, church. Let's join
a
group.
No, one.
No, I don't
you're
think so.
No one.
Yeah. And also, just in this climate of
in
Nairobi.
This climate.
I don't
yeah.
think, mm-mm. no, please. Mm-mm. Secretly buying someone else gifts, I feel like that one falls in the same category as
Death.
Money.
Yeah.
Except if it's like Secret Santa.
Yes.
Intentionally leaving behind your wedding ring when you go out.
Oh my
That's,
God, yeah.
Yeah.
Does
that one
your
is a
ring
sign.
Hurt your finger when you go out at night?
Is that a song?
There is a song, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Me, sometimes I do leave my ring because sometimes when I'm... Listen!
Jezebel! Jezebel, do you owe you?
Guys, seriously, sometimes it's just like, especially when I've put on weight, like now I've put on a bit of weight. Mm. So like sometimes if I'm bloated, it's just not comfortable. So I'll remove it. But it wouldn't be like intentional at night.
Like,
I'm going out.
We're going
Let me
out.
Now is when... Sometimes it's just like, oh, right now it's uncomfortable. So I'll leave it at home for the day. But not like, you know...
Yeah. Zach, I'm fighting for you. Something
but he
right.
knows, babe.
Something right.
You know that. You
something.
Know.
Don't let her gaslight you.
Whose side are you on, bitch?
Trying to impress someone you have a crush on, obviously.
Obviously, though,
because
no.
now you're trying to impress them, but
so
what's the end point?
Yeah.
That's the cheating.
So sometimes, let me tell you about this. This is my quagmire. Let me tell you.
Jezebel is out.
My quagmire with these micro cheatings is that sometimes... You want to do something that makes you feel good, but like you don't have any intention of like, why is your face like that?
Because I
want to
know
Calm
where
down.
The fuck you're going.
I'm just like, sometimes you just want to feel nice. Like for example, there's this book I finished reading like a month ago or something like that. It's called Anxious People, a really, really nice book. And in the book, it was like this older lady, she's like in her 70s and she's talking about how she and her husband had been together like 50 years. They were amazing. Like they were in a really, really great marriage. She meets this guy who lives across the hall from them. And it's like they get along because there's something particular about him that she likes. He loves to read. She loves to read. Okay? Her husband doesn't like reading. So she's like, over time, it becomes a thing where her and this opposite door neighbor, he leave like a book that he's like, oh, I saw this book. I thought you'd really enjoy it. And she does the same thing. Sometimes they sit and they read together on the balcony, but like they never ever do anything. And she said that she felt like when the guy died, because the guy now eventually died, she felt like she had been cheating because she was like, there's this certain intimacy that she was sharing with him of like, he really can appreciate the love of reading that she has. And he had that same love of reading, but her husband just didn't have. But now was she going to rob herself of just being able to like enjoy this thing with this person that she can't enjoy with her husband?
So here's the thing with that. I love that example, by the way. Because first
you.
Of all, I definitely am going through, continuing. I'm doing it with it.
Exactly.
But let me tell you, because of the way we've made monogamy be like so black and white about our relationship dynamic with other, the
people
of the opposite sex, or the
yeah.
people of the sex that you are attracted to, what happens is that we deny ourselves so many other experiences because of that.
Yeah.
And I personally feel like in your relationship, you need to redefine that to fit what it is. For example, as I'm saying, I literally do not see any other men when I'm in a relationship. Mm. So when I tell you this is my friend, and when I tell you I'm going to lunch with him, it's a lunch. I mean that. you know?
But so, he can't accept it because he knows.
Exactly. Yeah. So now my partner, the partner who's suited for me, is somebody who's going to be able to know that is dairy.
Yeah.
And that's that.
Mm.
And that's all it is. And it's all, and guess what? It was that before you got here.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, even when I'm single, it's not like I got with this person. It's like, oh, now I've reeled it back. So having a partner who gets that, like your husband getting that, this is just reading. And and my wife is not crossing any lines.
Yeah.
And maybe being accepting of, like, you're not the beginning and the end for someone. And they're going to find intimacy with other people. And that's hard.
You see, that word, finding intimacy. Because I personally, I don't know if this is obviously, I don't know. It's just a thing I believe. I just don't see how a man can have intimacy with a woman about anything and then it not lead to anything sexual.
See, that's,
I just
find it so hard to believe. I have friends who have never come near.
For women, I just feel like women are able to maintain the boundary. Mm. Men, I don't know. I just feel like men, it's always like a waiting. It's a waiting. For if like
a lot of men say that,
that if you now said that you wanted something, they would be more than happy to do it. It's only because you are holding that boundary of like, for me, this is just friendship.
Yeah,
that's why. And honestly, I've yet to meet a man who's just like, no, if Lydia came on to me, no, I would just be like, no, we're just friends.
Here's the thing. You can't go on if this person came on to me. You have to go on what's currently happening now.
Okay, right.
Because honestly, fine, you tell your man he can't have female friends, and he had really solid relationships before. Where are we starting with that? You're already robbing him of so many other things that will bring him joy before you.
That is the thing.
That's like just a gateway for resentment. So there has to be a dance. And let me tell you, I've trusted my people who I've been in relationship with, because if you said she's a friend, then it has to be she's a friend.
But that's because of how you are.
No. It's just the grace of God. No?
Oh, really?
Just because I'm this way doesn't mean I expect you to be that way. Oh, really? But because it's like, what choice do I have? Mm. And the next one is starting to decide for you who you can be around.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be that person.
You're right. It's just anxiety and whatnot. Yeah. I feel like I like the concept of like, you guys just need to define what intimacy is for. I mean, what monogamy looks like for you guys. And I feel like maybe an environment where it's like we are open and we are honest with each other. In this case, which I've given the example, she didn't tell her husband about the meeting and the relation that she was having with this guy, you know, kind of thing. There was actually, she said in one of the chapters that there was once he left a book for her, and when she opened it, it was a key to his apartment. And she never ever used it ever, but she just kept it. Like, it was just kind of like an understated thing. It was, and you know what made it so strange when I was reading it? I was just like, this is making me a bit wet, but they're old. They're like in their 70s. They're like old people, you know.
Elderly sexuality matters.
Does it? It does, guys. Don't quote me.
It does.
It does matter. But like, it was just difficult for me to be able to like fathom what that looked like.
It is difficult for us, but we need to work on that.
We need to definitely work on it. But so you see now, at that place, it was just like, was it micro cheating? The fact that she accepted the key, but she never used it. She never once went into his apartment until after he died.
I think a lot of this feels like micro cheating for sure.
Yeah.
It just never developed into something else. However, what a precious thing she got to have with somebody else.
Exactly.
And I support it.
But now it's just like, so in such cases, me, I'm just like, maybe it's okay to do the micro cheating as long as your partner doesn't find out and it doesn't hurt them. And that's the position I'm holding. Because in this case, it ends up being so beautiful. But if he had found out and had felt betrayed, then it wouldn't be such a like, oh, but right now it's an oh because of what they shared.
Is that what we're really going to say? It's okay as long as your partner doesn't know.
Lydia, what can we
don't
do?
Lydia,
yeah, because like now, you see, this is the thing. And then also, if your partner is not open to you being able to share that
see
with that, other people.
See, that's the problem. I feel like that tends to be the problem. And do you know what? For my next man, I'm praying to God he has a big, rich, beautiful life, because I don't want to hear shit about mine. I don't.
You see, that's the thing. It's like, there's so many things which maybe it's just like, I'm going off of, would I be comfortable if that happened with you? So for example, let me tell you what I would can consider micro cheating. So at the gym,
here we go.
Yeah. Zach goes to the gym at a different time than I go to the gym. Okay. And then they're in this group of like these people who go for this 5 a.m. class. And it's like men, there's women kind of thing. In that group, sometimes they'll be like, let's say a man and a woman who maybe they're married to different people, but like they'll do certain workouts together. If it, like it's partner workouts or like, you know, it's just kind of like we're shooting a video. So we're trying to do like a fitness challenge. That feels really intimate to me.
Oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, it does. So, but you see now in that case, it's kind of like, it feels like I want to be there so that when Zach needs to do those things, he's doing it with me. But if
are you
he
waking
was
up
to
at
do
five?
Them, am I? You see, this is the thing. And so it's kind of like one of those things which I've just had to make peace with, you know.
And
like,
I
don't
that.
Want, yeah, because I don't want you to be like, now because I can't be there, you're not allowed to have that experience.
Yeah, and also, also, let me tell you, Joe, you don't have a lot of male friends. You don't have a lot of platonic dynamics with men who are not in your family. Mm. So I told, and actually a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
So then I understand why that's such a thing for you.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
Most of the men you've interacted with has been a sexual experience or a romantic experience. Mm. So that's difficult. But do you know what? That is emotional maturity
on per. Thank you.
Because the truth is, you're not...
I'm not. This is the thing. And it's like,
he's
going to
wake up at like 4:30, right?
He wakes up at 4:30 to be there at 5.
And Joe won't be that person.
Literally, I'm
so
just
now
not that
it's
person.
Like, will he be the one guy who can't be because his wife said it's inappropriate?
This is the thing. But for me, like, now even in that context, the thought of like, you and my man are next to each other and you're sweating, I'm sweating, and there's any kind of physical touch between us, that feels really intimate. That's,
oh, okay. No,
I mean,
for me, no. Not at
you
all.
See, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But now it's just like, now you just make peace with it. I feel like I really like that concept of, I don't want my insecurities to cause you to live less of a full life than, you know, you could be living.
That's love,
yeah,
Joe.
Actually, you see.
That's love. Yeah. And guess what? It's okay to admit, and even all these micro things, it's okay to admit, Lydia is your girlfriend. By the way, good luck on that. Lydia is your girlfriend, and she has a sea of platonic male friends, and she's not inappropriate with any of them. And you being her partner... being aware of that. However, Lydia, because she's actually not doing anything inappropriate, she knows what's acceptable when she's in a relationship.
That's it.
In fact, it's an unsaid rule with my friends. It's like once in a relationship, they just know how to act now.
You're not going to call me at 10 p.m. when
there's
you know that
so
I'm in bed with my man.
There's so many ways that you have to act differently.
Yep.
Because we both know it's platonic, but we are aware that the other person doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing.
I'm proud of you.
Thank
you're sexy.
You. I am.
You are very sexy.
Thank you.
Very.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. That's that. Like, I love being that. I'm sure is some, it's one of the ways you love Zach in such an intimate way. That's how I like being loved too.
Oh,
you
right.
Just knowing me.
Being,
you
yeah.
Know me.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So in love. How did this start into a me and you?
I know. Also, all of this goes out the window as soon as you have reason to believe that actually
out.
It has gone beyond what you giving them that benefit of the doubt. Because one of the things actually I remember us learning in premarital counseling is like, always assume the best of your partner.
Mm-hmm.
Always assume that even if they've done something which really hurts you, that they were not trying to hurt you or they don't know that they've hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're already just assuming like, okay, I know that we know this looks intimate, but perhaps you are not trying to whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But if now I have evidence or reason to believe that actually you have taken me for idiot.
For idiot.
And now that has actually turned into a sexual thing or whatever,
you no longer
now,
have benefit of the doubt.
It is no longer,
you're not even
no
allowed to go
getting
to the
that
shop.
Thank you. Please, no, my God.
Giving
your number to a stranger, giving your number
for
to
what
anyone.
Purpose?
You know how sometimes you meet, this happens to me actually more frequently than I can even count.
Mm.
Like a guy coming up to you, like in a Java, usually West Africans, just being like, oh, you know, I just want to be, I'm like, oh, I'm married. Yeah, but I just want to
number?
Be friends. No,
oh.
Obviously not. But them asking. So in that context, if I did give, that is micro cheating.
Definitely.
Yeah.
No question about
no,
it.
No, thank you.
No question.
Mm-mm.
Discussing your intimate desires with someone who isn't your partner. Come on, guys. That's
actually
full
talking
out
about sex at all with someone who isn't your partner, except if you have a podcast and your podcast is about
sex. Or if you're talking about
that,
sex, like this
in
is a group
general,
or whatever.
That's it,
but
yeah.
You and somebody else being like, oh no, what I would like for someone to do is Jane. Go
yeah,
home.
No, I don't think so. And then especially if it's just the two of you. No, thank
yeah,
you. No,
for
thank
sure.
you. Stalking your crush online.
Let me live.
Michael
allow
B.
Us.
Michael
allow
B
us.
Needs me. He needs my likes. He needs my likes. Stormzy
my
is waiting for me to like his picture.
There you go.
Do you understand that?
And then what are we going to do? Yes.
Please.
Yeah. But also, I feel like crushes who are celebrities, right?
What?
Morugi can't be your crush. That's inappropriate. You know?
But Morugi's a celebrity.
Yeah, but someone knows. Yeah, but now because
oh,
you're
right.
in the vicinity
okay, fine.
With me,
right.
it's different.
Mm-hmm.
Or like even people who are within, Sharon K.
So within
our,
reach,
our
someone
Ezekua,
who is within reach.
Cannot be your crush. No, not at all. And also it's like, if I go through someone's pictures and all I'm seeing is my man and others have liked,
Can I tell you why? That is really unfair, because it'll always give you, it'll tell you the person and others of the person who you interact with the most. You see?
100%. So that means if every photo
but
I go through.
Think about how you, okay, let me ask, tell you, Lydia, think about how you go through Instagram, right? And this is not me defending myself. I'm not defending myself. I'm defending others who may be going through something like this. The way you scroll through Instagram, sometimes I'm just like, when I see it's a certain person's picture, automatically I like it. I feel like you, if I see yours, Nancy, whatever, exactly.
Who have liked every photo.
You, exactly. And just because it'll just come up. If, like, for example, I follow Georgie, for example, every time, like, a thing, and all his pictures are very high quality. Shiv, exactly. You'll just always like them. Man Talk will always like their pictures. I mean, does that say anything about, but it's different when it's a man. Also, it's different if you're not, I know you're not really a social media person, but this particular person,
like,
you have liked.
Part of my job.
No.
What are you doing? This, but this one person, they've liked every single photo.
No. That's unacceptable, actually.
Yeah. But I don't even want you to be on social media to that degree.
Yeah, right? Let's discuss that. Why do you have so much time?
As Joe says.
That's why you're not
rich. Why are you not hunting? Why are you not hunting like your peers?
Exactly. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Sending someone photos of yourself,
which is not in a professional capacity. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Already that is flirting. That's definitely crazy. Some level of flirt. You know, all of these things don't need to be said. We don't even need a list. You know exactly what you're doing whenever, at any point when you're micro-cheating,
But I bet you there's going to be someone in the comments
who's just like, guys,
we are caged. We are caged.
No.
Free yourself. Mm-mm. I have come to see that there's nothing more freeing than healthy boundaries.
Ooh,
that's it. Those are free relationships, not your boundaryless one where you keep walking all over each other, hurting each other's feelings, and everyone needs to understand because I am free. Bullshit.
Yeah.
For me, that's a no.
Also, you're defending your ability to be able to do something. For me, it ends where your partner is clearly communicating to you that when you do this, it hurts me. Because for me, for me to continue doing something that I know is hurting you, can I really claim to love you?
No, but it depends. Like, as I'm saying, you have an issue with my having my friends or whatever. Mm. That's not changing.
That also, that you see, also now it depends. Mm. If we're in a marriage context, now we are married.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to divorce you because you said that I shouldn't hang out with my friends, but we are definitely having a back and forth
and
conversation.
And also, we shouldn't even be married.
At that
these
point,
if we are
there.
Still,
that's the thing.
Yeah, so it's like knowing who you're with. Mm-hmm. Let's stop dating people who we are not aligned with and making them feel like shit about who they are. It's you who needs to step out and be with someone who you actually like.
Instead of trying to mold the person you found.
That dynamic is terrible because that means you're ignoring yourself about what's good for you, what you like, and then now you're making somebody else feel like shit about being themselves. That's mean. We're not doing that anymore. Date your spec.
Date your spec. Exactly.
Period.
Oh my God. Damn. But anyway, if you're micro-cheating, just stop doing it before now you're caught.
For sure. Yeah, and I feel like it's always shaky. Because if you start, then you like get away with a little bit, then you get away with a little bit. Soon, you're pregnant. How did we get here?
This is the...
It only started with a double tap. A double tap.
And now you're pregnant.
And now you're pregnant.
Oh my God, yeah.
You know?
I would also say, if you observe aspects of micro-cheating in a partner, the earlier you say it, the better. Because I feel like this concept of like, now maybe you are dating someone and he has a problem with you having your male friends, but he's not saying anything, not said anything. 4 years down the line is when he's like, but you know, Lydia, I've always had a problem with you even having these male friends. You know, it just doesn't, that's not fair.
No.
I feel like you need to say, if someone is doing something early on that is making you uncomfortable, say it as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And mind how they respond to what you're saying. Because as we said earlier, if they're ridiculing you and they're just laughing like, are you serious? It's just me texting Nani. That's making you, get serious. No.
Actually, to me, that's a massive red flag.
The biggest red flag ever.
Mm. If somebody, I tell them that they're hurting me, and they're not even like inquisitive.
Yeah.
Of like, oh, wow, where is my woman?
And you
coming
can tell
from?
I'm not joking. And you can tell I'm not joking. I'm actually just like, yeah, it's really hurtful to me when you do X and Y.
And you're not even pausing.
Go ahead, watch her.
Do you know what? I think the tagline, stop dating goats.
Stop dating lizards, actually.
And lizards. And then maybe we'll have like a better bar to stand on because some of these things we don't need to be explaining at all.
Absolutely. Yeah. Guys, leave us other examples of micro-cheating that you have experienced or that you would not be in a position to condole. Mm. And then also, you know, sometimes you like experience someone is micro-cheating, but they're not actually cheating. And they're like, in that song, If I Was a Boy. Mm. Then she's like, it's not like I'm sleeping with the guy.
Yeah, that's code for sleeping, yeah. It's coming.
Exactly.
The fact that that's in your mind to even say to me, right. Jeroge, like,
yeah. And sometimes you don't have to get to the sleeping together for it to hurt like hell. And it for doesn't. It to be inappropriate. It yeah. can be inappropriate way before yes. they sleep together.
I also feel like we definitely need to work on ourselves so that we can appreciate other people's autonomy in the way that they live. Mm. Just because you're in somebody's life does not mean that this person is now caged to all your whims and desires. Yep. We have to be respectful of them having like experiences and big life experiences without us. We have to be able to do that. So it's a dance. Mm. Take after Morugi.
I know. I'm trying. We are doing our best.
Really trying.
Thank you. But
yeah. Anyway, this was a good episode. Mm-hmm. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. As usual, make sure you're following us. TMI Podcast, Morugi. You're even one What's name. Your name. You're just yeah. Morugi.
Morugi and TMI Podcast, not even TMI, KE. Mm-mm. TMI Podcast,
Morugi, Lydia. No, definitely you need Lydia KM.
Really?
There's a few
I feel
Lydias.
Like if we start searching though Lydia, I feel like it's going to come up. Yeah.
Okay, great.
And you'll see if it looks like it's this face, it's her page. If it doesn't look like this face, it's not her page. Yeah.
And please subscribe. We said I'm sad, so.
Yeah, please subscribe.
If you're not subscribed now,
exactly. Surely. Thank you so much, guys. We'll catch you in our next episode.
See ya.